Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 8 July 2022. Top stories for today. Health Minister Kairi Jamaluddin today said the Tobacco and Smoking Control Bill will be brought to the Cabinet meeting next week for approval before being tabled in Parliament. Kairi said if the bill is approved, Malaysia will be the first country in the world to pass it as a law banning smoking and possession of smoking products. Nearly 400 prospective Hajj pilgrims were stranded at KLIA early today, believed to have been cheated by a travel agency. The pilgrims were issued with a private Hajj visa to perform their pilgrimage without going through Lembaga Tabung Haji. Meanwhile, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department for Religious Affairs, Dato' Idris Ahmad, calls for a thorough investigation by the authorities concerned. Malaysia recorded a total of 4,020 new COVID-19 cases as of midnight Thursday, with 9 of them being import cases. Based on the COVIDNow portal, 3 new COVID-related deaths were reported, with 2 confirmed as brought-in dead. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported a total of 1,718 recoveries as of yesterday. On the international front, the shooter, who was accused of shooting former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at a political campaign event earlier today, has been identified as Tetsuya Yamagami. The 41-year-old man was a former Maritime Self-Defense Force member for about 3 years until around 2005. Yamagami used a homemade weapon to attack the former Japanese Prime Minister. Abe, who is said to be in grave condition, was unresponsive while being airlifted to Nara Medical University Hospital and is in cardiopulmonary arrest. And Philippines Court of Appeal has denied Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Ressa's appeal against a conviction for cyber libel. The Manila court lengthened the jail time of Ressa and her former Rappler researcher Ray Santos Jr. from a prison term ranging from 6 months and a day to 6 years, 8 months and 20 days. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.